USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investors on Wall Street are reacting positively to the latest reading of the Consumer Price Index. Stocks opening sharply higher with investors hopeful that inflation has reached its peak. The report showed consumer prices increased by 0.4% in October and 7.7% from a year ago, the lowest yearly increase since January. The Dow has been up over 1,000 points at times on Thursday. Railroad unions are releasing new information regarding a possible strike date.
If the nation has a rail strike, it won't happen before Thanksgiving. Four major rail unions have agreed to coordinate the date so they could go on strike. The Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees has been ready to strike as soon as November 20th, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Twitter's new CEO is continuing to tweak the social media platform.
Elon Musk said in a tweet on Wednesday that he killed the new official label for Twitter accounts on the same day that it began to roll out. Elon also said, "Please note that Twitter will do lots of dumb things in the coming months. We will keep what works and change what doesn't." End quote. There's been confusion about the difference between the label and Twitter's current blue checkmark that signifies verified accounts.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Winds have been the biggest problem as Hurricane Nicole weakens into a tropical storm as it moves across Florida. It has also brought heavy rain and 3 to 5 feet of storm surge, and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the impacts have been what was expected.
You have some road washouts, combined winds and storm surge. We've seen beach erosion, especially in areas that had already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has vowed to repeal parts of the Inflation Reduction Act if Republicans are the majority in Congress after the midterm elections. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt on Thursday, former White House National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy argues that people want this legislation.
We are talking about things that people want and need, and I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody in the Republican side, any new people that come in, to actually change the dynamic in such a way that they would be able to significantly undermine this act.
Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker will compete in a December runoff against Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock after neither of them secured enough votes on Tuesday to win outright. Walker telling Fox News he's ready for a bruising political battle.
Now, I know they're going to throw more at me, even the kitchen sink, but I can catch it. I'm going to catch it and keep moving forward.
The southeast is bracing for severe weather from Tropical Storm Nicole. The Florida Panhandle, Georgia, and the Carolinas are all in the storm's path and are expecting damaging winds and flooding rain from the former hurricane. Forecasters are predicting up to 4 inches of rain from Georgia to Virginia over the next few days, with lots of rain falling in a short amount of time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.